一位英文的传道。我们非常高兴在这一个周末有 Scott 和他的太太 Soraya 在我们的当中，我们一起的更多的认识。现在我稍微简单的介绍，因为我知道那个小 baby 有一点不耐烦坐了很久，所以我就先介绍Scott 的太太 Soraya。 Soraya, can you stand up just so that we can know you a little? Can you stand up? Yeah, Soraya. Thank you. Kevin 是刚刚六个月。Soraya 是他的父母是从台湾移民到巴西，他在巴西生长和长大，然后十一岁的时候就去到美国来到美国南加州那边成长。Scott 是一直都在南加州生长的，他在中学的时候在加州的灵粮堂那边信了主，然后在加州大学洛杉矶分校那边读书，读完了之后就在也是在南加州的 Talbot 神学院，在那一段的时间他一直都在Torrance 的灵粮堂那边有服侍各样的事工，青少年的工作，英文部的工作，一直到1999年。从99年开始他去了芝加哥的三一神学院继续他的博士学位的这个研究院的功课，他将会在今年五月的时候会毕业。在芝加哥的时候Scott 在支撑华人基督教会的北边的一个分会，在那边也在英文部一直有服侍，所以我们今天非常的高兴 Scott 在我们的当中将神的话语带给我们。 Scott。
Good morning.
早。
It's a privilege and an honor to worship with you.
真的是非常感谢神，我们能一起敬拜。
Don't be fooled by the Japanese name.
不要被我那个日本的那个姓来迷惑住。
I'm really Chinese at heart.
我心里面是中国人。
I probably speak more Mandarin than Japanese.
我可以说更多的国语比我说日本话还多。
My wife is Taiwanese.
我的太太是台湾人。
My favorite food is Cantonese.
我最喜欢广东菜。
Even my father once told me.
我有一次我的父亲说。
You seem more Chinese than Japanese.
你看起来更像中国人，不像日本人。
I think he's right.
我觉得他是对。
About 10 years ago.
十年以前。
My father visited Texas.
我的父亲来访问德州。
And he came back with a T-shirt.
他回来之后给我带了一件 T 恤衫。
Which I still have.
我仍然有这件。
And it says, Top 10 reasons to love Texas.
他说啊，爱上德州的十大原因是。
Number one, blue bonnets.
第一，德州的州花。
Number two, armadillos.
第二就是穿山甲。
Number three, country music.
第三就是乡村音乐。
Number four, rodeos.
第四就是斗牛表演。
Number five, mesquite barbecue.
第五是 mesquite 的那个烧烤。
Number six, cowboys and cowgirls.
第六是牛仔和牛仔姑娘们。
Number seven, hill country.
还有第七就是hill country 那个地方。
Number eight, the two-step.
第八是两步的那个德州的舞蹈。
Number nine, Tex-Mex.
第九是Tex-Mex 那种食物。
Number ten, free drink refills.
第十是你喝完了你的饮料，你可以不用花钱再去要。
And I had the pleasure of experiencing this personally.
他最近也非常高兴能够这样子做。
And number 11, everything is bigger in Texas.
第十一点是在德州什么东西都是比外面的要大一号。
I think we need to add Yao Ming to this list.
最后我们要加上姚明，是第十二点。
And it got me thinking.
让我想到的是呢，
If I were to ask you to make a top 10 list,
如果我邀请你来做一个十个 list 的话，
of the 10 best things about being a Christian.
作为基督徒那个十大最吸引你的是什么呢？
What would be on that list?
那在那个例子上会是什么呢？
I suspect that for most of you,
我想对于我们当中许多人来说，
that relationships with other Christians would be on that list.
我们与其他基督徒的那个关系可能是十大的里面的一条。
Would I be right?
会不会是对的呢？
Now, if I were to ask you to make another list,
如果我再让你做一个清单的话，
of the 10 biggest disappointments since being a Christian,
是你作为一个基督徒最大的失望是什么呢？
I suspect that for most of you,
我想对于我们当中许多人来说呢，
that relationships with other Christians would also make that list.
我们与其他基督徒的关系可能也是在那个清单上面。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
I think it's because relationships make life worth living.
因为首先我认为我们与人的关系使我们的生命真的是有那个活的价值。
When we have fellowship and care for one another,
如果我们彼此之间有团契和关怀的话，
Life is good.
活着就很好。
But when we are not loved,
如果我们不被爱，
we can have all the money in the world.
我们可以拥有世界上所有的金钱。
We can have big houses and big cars.
我们可以有大的房子和非常好的车子。
But if there's no love,
但是如果没有爱的话，
our hearts and lives are empty.
我们的心和我们的生活都是空虚的。
And so the big question that I have today is this.
所以我今天向你们问的最大的一个问题是，
How do we know if our church has strong fellowship and caring for one another?
我们怎么知道我们今天这个教会有彼此之间的关怀和团契呢？
Because every church claims to have fellowship and caring.
因为每一个教会都声称他们有团契和关怀。
But it's pretty clear that not every church truly has fellowship and caring.
但是很清楚是并不是每一个教会都有那个真的关怀 和那个爱。
Rick Warren on day 21 said this.
标杆人生的21天里这么说。
Unity is the soul of fellowship.
合一是我们团契的灵魂。
Destroy unity.
你如果破坏了合一的话。
And you rip out the heart of Christ's body.
你就把那个基督身体的心脏从里面拿了出来。
He's right.
他是对的。
Unity is the proof that fellowship and caring is happening in the church.
合一正是来我们之间有团契和彼此关怀的那个证据。
I think it's appropriate that Rick Warren put unity as the final theme for this week.
我觉得在标杆人生里面Rick Warren 把合一当作那一章的最后的那个主题是非常合适的。
Because unity only occurs when everything else he talked about this week is happening strong.
因为合一只能在他其他的内容都成全了之后才能够展现出来。
Unity is the proof that we love each other.
合一证明了我们相爱。
Unity is the proof that we have humility and fellowship.
合一证明了我们真的有团契和彼此的谦卑。
Unity is the proof that we are truly forgiving one another.
合一证明了我们彼此饶恕。
That is why unity is such an important theme in the New Testament.
这就是为什么合一在新约里面是那样一个重要的主题。
Especially for Jesus.
特别是对我们主耶稣来说。
And I think this is very clear in our passage today.
看到今天的经文里面非常的清楚。
But before we go to our passage,
但是在我们来到我们经文之前呢，
我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this church.
主，我们为这间教会献上感谢。
We thank you for blessing it mightily.
我们感谢你这样大大的祝福它。
We pray that you will bring our hearts together in true unity.
我们祈求你把我们的心都合而为一。
So that the world may know that you are Lord.
所以以至于周围的人，周围的世界知道神你是主。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In John chapter 17,
约翰福音17章,
Jesus prays his final big prayer before going to the cross.
在耶稣要登上十字架之前, 他做了一个很大的一个重要的一个祷告。
I think of it as Jesus' deathbed prayer.
我认为那是耶稣在他临死前的那个床边的祷告。
Because when a person is facing death,
因为当一个人面对死亡的时候,
when a person is coming to the end of his or her life,
当一个人达到他生命的终点的时候,
he starts talking about the most important things to him.
他就要讲那个对于他最重要的那个事情是什么。
We share our regrets.
我们分享我们的, 遗憾。
We share the things that we want to be remembered by.
我们分享我们愿意别人记得我们的那些事。
And we share the things that are most important to us.
我们也分享什么是对于我们最重要的那些事情。
And I see Jesus doing this in John 17.
我看到耶稣在约翰福音17章里面就在做这样的一件事。
As he's looking forward to the cross,
当他, 前面看到有十字架的时候,
he shares with the Father the things most important on his heart.
他与天父来分享, 在他心里面最重要的那个事情是什么。
And in verses 20 to 23, we find that Jesus has the unity of the church on his heart. In verses 6 to 19, Jesus prays for his 12 disciples. Because they will be the ones that will carry on the ministry after Jesus has gone away.
因为他们要继续的来, 担负耶稣赐给他们的那个使命, 当耶稣离开他们以后。
It's easy for us to think that Jesus has not thought about us.
我们很可能说, 耶稣可能没有来想到我们。
That he was only thinking of his 12 disciples.
他只是在想他的12个门徒而已。
But verse 20 says this.
但是, 第二十节这样说,
My prayer is not for them alone.
我不但为这些人祈求,
I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That's us.
那就是我们。
You and me.
就是你就是我。
All of us who have been part of the church.
所有我们都属于这个教会的人。
Jesus is thinking about us.
耶稣
What is the one thing he wants to pray for us?
那他愿意为我们祷告那一件事是什么呢?
What is on his heart?
当他心里面最有负担的是什么呢?
Is it missions?
是不是宣教呢?
Missions is good.
宣教是很重要的。
Is it doctrinal purity?
是不是教义的纯正呢?
That's good too.
那也是很好的。
What is on his heart?
但是他心里面最有负担的是什么呢?
We see in verse 21.
在21节里面看清楚,
Jesus prays that all of them may be one.
使他们都合而为一。
For Jesus, unity is the most important thing to him.
对于耶稣来说, 合而为一是他最觉得最重要的那件事。
It is his first and highest prayer for us.
是他最重要和最高的那个祷告, 是为了我们。
Almost 10 years ago,
10年以前,
in my church in California,
在我在加州服侍那个教会,
the former English pastor was causing some trouble in the church.
以前的英文牧师呢, 在教会有一点麻烦。
The deacons from the Mandarin and Cantonese congregation got together.
在从, 中文堂和粤语堂的那些执事们就, 聚在一起。
And during the board meeting, they voted him out of the church.
在执事会里面,他们一起投票就把他, 投出了教会。
Can you imagine what that does to the church?
你能够想象那对于教会来说是, 是造成了什么样子的后果吗?
All the English deacons threatened to leave.
所有的英文的那些执事们都威胁说要离开教会。
I was certain the church would split.
我很确定那时候教会会分裂的。
Praise God that it did not.
感谢神他没有。
The English pastor encouraged the deacons to stay.
英文的牧师还是鼓励那些英文的执事们, 留在教会。
He said, the unity of the church is more important than me.
他说, 教会的合一比他自己更重要。
Without unity, there is no church.
没有合一的话, 就没有教会的存在。
This is why Jesus calls us to strengthen the unity in the church.
所以耶稣来呼吁我们来加强来教会合一的力量。
And in verses 21 to 23,
在21到23节里面,
Jesus will tell us three reasons why unity is so important to him.
耶稣告诉我们为什么合而为一对他来说是那样子重要的三个原因。
Point number one,
第一点,
to be one is to be like God.
合而为一使我们像神那样。
In verse 21,
21节这样说,
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
I pray that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.
正如你父在我里面,我在你里面,使他们也在我们里面。
God is three in one, right?
神是三位一体,是不是?
He is a unity with a plurality.
他是一位,但是他又是有多样。
The Father, Son, and Spirit don't argue with each other.
圣父、圣子、圣灵不互相的
They have perfect harmony.
他们有完全的那个和谐在他们中间。
This is who God is.
这就是神。
And if we call ourselves Christians,
如果我们称为基督徒的话,
we are supposed to reflect God's character.
我们应该反映出神的那个品格。
God is a unity with plurality.
神是合一但是有多样。
And we are to be the same.
我们应该是那样子的。
Jesus says that they are to be like we are.
耶稣说他们要像我们一样。
Rick Warren says this.
标杆人生里面说,
It was God who chose to give us different personalities.
神选择给我们不同的个性。
Different backgrounds,
不同的背景,
different races,
不同的种族,
different preferences,
不同的爱好。
We should value and enjoy these differences.
我们应该珍惜和享受这些不同。
And not just tolerate them.
不只是包容而已。
And this is important.
所以这很重要。
God wants unity.
神要的是合一。
Not uniformity.
不是全都一样。
God loves all of our differences.
神爱我们的不同。
But he knows that could cause disunity.
但是他知道那可能造成我们的不合一。
This is why he commands us to make every effort to be unified.
所以神就命令我们说要竭力地保守那个合一。
Because he knows it's going to take every effort to stay unified.
因为神知道你要竭力才能够保持你们的合一。
If we're going to have fellowship and true care for one another,
如果我们想要彼此间那个真的团契和关怀的话,
we have to do more than tolerate our differences.
我们真的是不只要互相的宽容彼此而已。
We have to embrace them.
我们必须包容来我们之间的不同。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢?
If you love those who love you,
如果你只是爱那些爱你的人
What thanks do you have?
那么你有什么
Even tax gatherers and sinners do the same thing.
甚至税吏和罪人也这样做。
In other words, it takes no spirituality to love those who love you.
意思是说如果那你爱那些爱你的人呢你不需要什么样属灵的力量在里面。
What's difficult is this.
困难的是呢
To love those who are different than you.
去爱那些与你不同的人。
To love those who don't love you back.
去爱那些不会再回来爱你的那些人。
To love those who you don't like.
去爱那些你不喜欢的人。
To love those who return evil for your good.
去爱那些会用凶恶和恶毒来对待你的好处的人。
Jesus says, that is difficult.
耶稣说那是很困难的一件事。
That takes the power of the Holy Spirit.
那是需要圣灵的能力来帮助你的。
And that shows us truly to be Christians.
那也表明我们真的是基督徒。
Now you may be saying,
你也许会这样说,
That's easier to say than to do.
那说起来容易,做起来真是难。
And that's why there's point two.
所以第二点是这样子的。
We lack no power for unity.
我们合一并不缺少那个凝聚力。
Jesus knows it's going to take a lot of power to stay unified.
耶稣知道我们要合一在一起需要很多的力量。
That's why verse 22 says,
所以22节 这样说,
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be as one as we are one.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
What is this glory that Jesus is talking about?
耶稣在讲这个荣耀是什么呢？
It is the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
那就是使耶稣从死里复活的那个能力。
It's the power that brought Jesus into heaven.
那就是使耶稣升入天堂那个力量。
That power he has given to us.
那个力量他已经给了我们。
And that power is the power that will unify us.
那个力量就使我们能够合而为一。
Even though every Christian has this power.
虽然每一个基督徒都有这个能力在我们身上。
There is something special about the power of the church.
但是教会所拥有那个特别的东西是一个很特别的力量在里面。
When we are able to be as one,
当我们在合而为一的里面的时候,
we can become a power for God that is impossible to restrain.
我们就成为一个像神那样子的有一个不可抑制的力量在里面。
And Jesus wants this for us as his church.
神想要这个力量啊给我们在我们教会当中。
But it doesn't stop there.
但它不仅仅是这样子的。
What is the purpose of unity?
那合一的目的是什么呢？
Is it just that we can have a good community on earth in this life?
是不是就是我们活在世上能够有一个很好的社区我们像现在一样呢
Jesus says something else.
耶稣还有其他的。
He says that our unity has a further purpose.
耶稣说我们的合一还有一个更深一步的目的。
The series is called The Purpose-Driven Life.
哦，那个我们看的标杆人生呢叫做目的导向的人生。
What is the purpose of our life?
那我们的人生的目的是什么呢？
Doesn't the scripture tell us what this is?
那圣经有没有告诉我们呢?
What is it?
是什么呢?
Isn't it to be a witness for Jesus Christ to a lost world?
难道不是说我们对一个失丧的世界我们做主的见证人吗?
And Jesus teaches us.
耶稣是这样子教导我们的。
That this is the purpose for unity.
这就是合一的目的。
Point number three.
所以第三点。
Unity is our primary witness to the world.
合一是我们的首要的对于世界的见证。
Look at the end of verse 21.
在二十一节后面。
It says, May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
使他们也在我们里面叫世人可以信你差了我来。
At the end of verse 23.
在二十一节的最后面。
It says, may they be brought into complete unity to let the world know that you sent me.
使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。
What is the purpose, the end purpose for our unity?
我们合一的最终的目的是什么呢？
It is to show the character of God to this world.
那就是向世界展示神的那个属性。
It is to show the power of God to this world.
向世界展示神的力量。
It is to show that we are different.
向世界展示我们是不同的。
It's to show that when God comes into our lives, He changes us.
向世界展示当神进入我们生命的时候，我们被改变。
And nothing is more difficult than to be unified.
那是一个最难的一件事情，就是合而为一。
But nothing shows the character of God more than our unity.
那也是最能够显示神的属性的一件事。
Jesus says that when we are unified,
耶稣说当我们合而为一的时候
that is the most powerful witness of God to the world.
就是我们向世界所展示的最有能力的神的见证。
How do you think we're doing?
我们做得怎么样呢?
How many Christian denominations are there?
那我们看到有那么多的不同的基督教的分派。
I have a book in my library.
在我的图书馆里有一本书。
It's called The Handbook of Christian Denominations.
是关于基督教各种分派的一个手册。
It's about this thick.
它有这么厚。
Is this showing our unity?
这是不是表示了我们的合而为一呢?
I don't think so.
我不认为是这样子的。
The world looks at us.
外面世界看我们的时候。
And does not see unity.
他们没有看到合而为一。
Paul says in Ephesians 4:3.
保罗在 以弗所书四章三节这样说。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
啊，竭力保持，啊，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，用和平彼此联络。
Paul knows that it will take every effort to keep the peace.
保罗知道你要竭力的才能够保守住啊我们之间的和平。
Rick Warren says this.
标杆人生也这样说。
We must remember that the church is made up of real sinners.
我们必须记得教会是真的罪人所组成的。
Including ourselves.
包括我们自己。
Because we're sinners.
因为我们真的是罪人。
We hurt each other.
我们彼此会伤害到。
Sometimes intentionally.
有时候是故意的。
Sometimes unintentionally.
有时候不是故意的。
But instead of leaving the church.
但是啊，因此你要离开教会的话。
We need to stay to work it out.
你应该留下来。
If at all possible.
应该把这些事情啊顺畅下来。
Unity is a very fragile thing.
合一是一个非常啊脆弱的一件啊东西。
Even one person can shatter the church's unity.
甚至一个人就会破坏掉这个合一。
That means it's every single one of our responsibilities to keep the church in unity.
那意味着我们每一个人的责任都要保守这个教会的合一。
So how do I know if I'm a person that creates unity in the church?
那我怎么知道我是一个啊保护教会合一的一个人呢？
I have 7 questions to ask.
我有啊七个问题来问你。
Question 1.
第一个问题。
Do I treat every Christian with respect and Christ-like love?
我对每一个基督徒是不是用基督的爱啊，是不是用尊重来对待呢？
Even if I get nothing in return.
甚至当我啊并没有收回到什么报答。
Question 2.
第二个问题。
Can I love those who are very difficult to love?
我是不是能够爱那些非常难啊难被爱的那些人呢？
I think we all know somebody like that.
我们啊，我想我们每一个人都认识几位这样子的人。
Question 3.
第三个问题。
Am I deeply involved in the lives of the people in this church?
我与教会里面其他人的生活有没有一个很深的联络呢？
Question 4.
第四个问题。
Do I easily forgive others?
我是不是很容易的能够原谅赦免别人呢？
Or do I have bitterness and resentment in my heart?
还是我心里面就存着那个苦毒和那个怨恨呢？
Question 5.
第五个问题。
Do others see me as someone who speaks the truth in love?
别人看我的时候是不是说我是一个凭爱心说诚实话的人呢？
Question 6.
第六。
Do I find myself constantly in conflicts?
我是不是看到我经常的陷入那个冲突当中呢？
Or do I resolve conflicts?
还是我经常的要化解这些冲突呢？
Last question.
最后一个问题。
If I were to ask my closest friends,
如果我就问跟我最亲近的朋友们，
and they had to be honest with me,
啊，他当然要很诚实对待我。
Would they describe me more as negatively critical?
啊，他们是不是会形容我说啊，这个人非常的负面，并且非常的具有批评性
，or positively encouraging，
还是说这个人啊很乐观，他很愿意去鼓励别人呢
？These 7 questions that I read to you today，
啊，今天我问你的七个问题
，were based upon this week's study in the series，
啊是啊是根据我们啊标杆人生的这一周的。后面的那个学习问题来的。
How are we doing?
我们做得怎么样？
Are we a good witness to this world?
我们是不是那个对于周围世界的一个好的见证人呢？
Can a stranger come into this church?
如果有一个陌生人啊来到我们教会的话，
and see the power of God through our unity?
他们能够看从我们的合而为一看到神的力量吗？
I hope so.
我希望是那样子的。
American writer Mark Twain supposedly said this.
一个美国作家马可·吐温这样说。
One day I decided to conduct an experiment.
有一天我决定做一个试验。
I locked a dog and a cat in a cage for one day.
我在一个笼子里面啊，把一只狗和一只猫啊锁在里面一天。
To see if they can get along.
来看一看他们可不可以啊相处的很好。
The next day I returned.
啊，第二天我回来看。
And I discovered that they did get along.
我发现他们处的是不错。
So the next day.
所以第二天呢
？I added a bird, a pig, and a goat.
第二天我就多放进去一只鸟、一只猪和一只羊。
And I locked them together with the dog and the cat.
然后我把他们跟猫和狗啊锁在一起。
The next day when I came back.
啊，第二天我又来看呢。
I discovered all five of them got along very well.
啊，我发现他们五个在一起处的还是不错。
And so finally,
所以最后呢,
I added a Baptist, a Presbyterian, and a Catholic.
最后我在那笼子里放进一个浸信会的信徒，一个长老会的信徒，还有一个天主教徒。
The next day,
第二天我来看,
nothing was left alive in the cage.
啊，笼子里面所有的东西全都死了。
Is this how the world sees us?
这是不是外面的世人看我们是这样子的呢？
I'm afraid that sometimes it does.
很遗憾，有时候是这样子的。
I feel that we have lost our credibility to the world.
我觉得我们有时候对外面的世界失去了那个信用。
And to recover that credibility is going to take time and effort.
我们要争取回来那个信用的话，我们要努力。
And it starts with our church.
啊，从我们自己的教会开始。
Our congregation.
从我们的会众开始。
Our fellowship.
从我们的团契开始。
Our small group.
从我们的小组开始。
My heart.
从我自己的心里面开始。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus Christ.
主，感谢你赐给我们耶稣。
We thank you that he lives in our hearts.
感谢神活在我们的心中。
Give us the strength to be loving and forgiving.
啊，赐给我们力量，让我们去爱，去赦免。
So that we can create a church that is truly unified.
以致我们可以使我们的教会真的是合一的。
That we can show that we are formed for God's family.
我们可以啊，展现出来我们真的是为神的家而被救。
And if we live in unity.
如果我们活在合一当中。
It's only because true fellowship and true caring is strong.
因为我们之间的关怀和团契是很强的。
Thank you for making us one in your Son Jesus.
谢谢神，你使我们在主耶稣里面合。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
合一是可能的，因为我们心中有神。神就是爱，我们一起唱歌，诗本的218首，请站起来。
父在爱主山苦，彼此以爱结缘，和睦相处，同心合一，在地如同在天，在父宝座面前，同心虔诚祈祷，同甘忧郁，同甘归。同担忧患，彼此同肩重担，彼此同受同情怜悯，彼此为关切念。我们离别之时。内心难免依然深醉。